And welcome to another episode of Mark's Major Mistake. I am your host, Mark Ordonez, and this week we will talk about 5 things that I suggest you do during the Christmas season. All of that and more, only here in Mark's Major Mistake. Okay, guys, I've been gone for quite some time. The last post that I have, at least on my blog, was regarding my trip to Bangkok. And now that I'm back, I have given a short feature regarding the things that you can do during this Christmas holidays. And I plan to go through that particular list that I have on my blog site right now with you guys. I'll probably give more additional insight regarding those items that I posted there. So let's start off. So 5 things to do this Christmas holiday. First of all, what you can do is be a film critic for a day. When I say film critic, since during the month of December, usually here in Manila, all of the good movies that has been released for the Christmas holidays in the States are bumped out of the month and is pushed back until January. And we're stuck with features that come from the local movie industry. And these movies are entries for the Metro Manila Film Festival. Usually, they're not that really good because what they say is that this is a way that the local film industry makes sure that they have money to close the year, because usually, for example, if a film studio did not earn well during the year, then this is if they have an entry for this particular festival, it is sure that they will gain money because they don't have any foreign movie competitors. So what I suggest you do during this Christmas holiday, if you don't have anything else to do, what you can do is just watch probably 1 or 2 of the most ridiculous entries for the Manila Film Festival and probably just do a critique, or like what we say in Filipino, lait-laitin nila lang. And you'll notice that most of the dramas usually do become comedies, and some of the comedies become real tear-jerkers because sobrang pangit, so may iiyak ka na in some sort. Okay. While I'm doing my podcast, I'm actually eating. I have with me some sour candy. It's actually very good. Okay, so up next on my list is I have try mixing drinks for the holidays. Now, this is one of the few adventurous things that you could do during Christmas parties, probably, that you'll have. Sorry. What you can do... I'm sorry. One of the candy went straight to my throat. What you can do is buy some inexpensive wines or some rum or some alcohol drinks, and then go to the internet to sites like mixdrink.com or webtender.com, and there you can get some basic methods or basic recipes and mixed drinks. And it's one thing that you can learn during the holidays that you can try out, even if it's not Christmas season. So this is something that probably will be worthwhile. Another suggestion that I have for you to do during the Christmas break is to go to your facial clinics. Yep. If you have a very long holiday period or a very long Christmas vacation, if you do, go into that facial clinic probably to do your peel or pricks or bleaching, given the period that you have before you go back to the office, you'll have enough time to heal. And maybe if you still have time, like I've said in my blog, you could even, squeeze in that liposuction that you've always wanted to do. So that's yet another suggestion. Another suggestion that I have in my list is for you to redesign your bedroom, or any room in your house for that matter. Usually, after a long year has gone, you've done some rearranging, and then of course it has been raining for quite some time, so you might observe some ceiling cracks, for example, or paint peel that you have in your room. So, I mean, it's not that bad to buy probably during this Christmas season, because there are a lot of sales in the malls, specifically for items for your room, such as paint or cabinets or even some appliances probably that would just probably beef up your room, such as a sound system or probably a new TV. So anything that would add eye candy probably to your room would probably help, if not an entire overhaul of your room. Some small additions like a lamp, change in lighting, for example, a new carpet, or even new curtains would definitely help. And then for my very last suggestion that I have for you to do during this holiday season is take advantage of the long break that everybody has. Approach somebody that you feel like you have a crush on, for example, and you really want something to happen between you two. So you approach this crush and tell your feelings straight up to him that, for example, I have a crush on you, or I feel like I'm in love with you, something like that. So there are a lot of outcomes for this scenario. Immediately she could say, oh, I feel the same way. And if that happens, then you're golden, right? If she says that I'm not really sure, then you can tell her that, okay, you can go ahead and think about it over the holiday season and just give me an answer after that. So, and then probably the worst scenario that could happen, it could say that I feel that I'm not feeling the same way. Probably you can still be friends. And then if that occurs, then at least you have a week or two to recuperate or heal from the from the rejection, probably. So basically, that's my list. Again, if you want to revisit or recapture all of the stuff that I've mentioned today in my podcast, you can go ahead and visit my blog at markordonez.blogspot.com. That's Mark Ordonez, markordonez.blogspot.com. And you can add here some of the comments probably for this show or any items that I have suggested for the Christmas break. Okay, so that's it for me on today's episode of Mark's Major Mistake. If you have any suggestions or any questions that you have for me, just send me an email at barbarong_buitre@yahoo.com. That's barbarong, barbarong_buitre@yahoo.com. Thanks a lot, guys, for listening, and catch you again soon.